Back here one final time at the Blue Oval in Des Moines. We're talking with the shuttle hurdle relay for the Indianola girls track and field team who just qualified for the finals. Sully, I'll start with you. Just a great finish here for Indianola, to be able to come away with a strong finish here on the opening day, set yourself up for the qualifier. What does it mean to be able to get to that final and get another shot at a state title here?
Well, last year at the state meet, we had a little problem, and we didn't make finals, and it was really devastating for a team that came in as the 2 seed. And so it feels really good to be able to avenge ourselves, and we may not have gotten the seed going into the finals that we wanted, but we've got so much trust in each other and so much trust in the Lord that I know that no matter what, we're going to be able to push ourselves and do everything that we need to do to get the place that we want to get.
And Madison, just coming into this, I mean, Sully talked about it last year, a little bit of disappointment in this race. You're someone who's very experienced at the Blue Oval now. I know that we've had conversations about high jump. We've had conversations about hurdles at this stadium. Being able to come back and set yourselves up for the finals for a chance at that state title, what does that mean to you to come back this year and do that?
It just honestly feels really great. Another opportunity and chance, like, and just be able to put the trust in our teammates and, like Sully said, the trust in the Lord. We are able to come back and prove ourselves and show everybody who we are, and we have one more chance to do that.
And we get to the final two legs of our shuttle hurdle with same questions. Just what does it mean to be able to set yourself up for the finals and give yourself a chance at that state title against a Valley squad that you guys went toe-to-toe with at Drake Relays earlier this year, as well as just another shot overall to be able to walk away with a state title?
It's really special to make it to the finals with this shuttle. I know I personally can improve a lot in the finals, but I'm just excited to see how we do as a team and do overall this year. Like Sully said, we have a little bit of a Blue Oval curse on us last year, but what it means coming into this final is we have broken that curse and we're able to perform our best on this track, and I'm super excited to see what we do in the finals.
Now that you guys have gotten over I'm gonna put it in your terms, the curse here at the Blue Oval, and just looking forward to that final, what's it going to take to be able to ride down the Tigers to be able to bring home that state title?
I'm not worried about it. We're going to clean up our exchanges. We're going to clean up our last 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 hurdles. And I have a feeling that we're going to really lean on each other. And I'm looking for more than just a state title here. I want to get a state record out of this final. And it's not going to be easy out of the slow heat, the second heat of the finals, but I have complete trust in each other, and I know that the Lord has a plan for us, and I'm completely confident in what we can do here.
I think we just need to put together everything we've learned this year and one last race all together. Definitely going to miss our seniors, but we can put together one last race and do it for each other.
Yeah, well, we're just going to give it our all because we really got nothing to lose at this point. So we're just going to all put out there.
All it's going to come down to is each individual person putting in their complete effort. We know that this will be our last time running this race, and I think we're just going to try our hardest and put everything out there.
All right, that is the Indianola Girls Shuttle Hurdle Relay Team after they qualified for the finals in the event here on KNIA at the state meet in Des Moines.